pay at checkout. Berry. Let's make it sparkle. Search Berry Pay. Event ends 11th of June, delivery £3.99. Berry Pay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
Those dark nights and dimlit days are so yesterday. Goodbye to the dreary commute, where it's coat on, coat off, coat on, coat off. It's cheers to those longer days and lighter nights. Let's enjoy that first sip of a cold beer in the fresh air, standing, chatting, where time stands still. Even if you do have to go to work tomorrow, there's still tonight. Visit your nearest Green King pub, where good times are almost guaranteed. See greenking.co.uk. 18 plus, drink responsibly.
Radio X. News update next.
Do it for your wife, who told you to pick up bread, but instead you picked up Fred, your grandson, again. And now your daughter is calling because he missed football. That's the fourth time this month. You can wave his future career goodbye. If you don't do it for you, do it for your wife and little Freddy.
Book a free test today at bootshearingcare.com and take advantage of our interest-free payment plans. Boots, with you. For life. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 12. Getting test results via the NHS app is soon going to be the default. A £50 million upgrade of it will also see us get details of upcoming appointments. Patient groups think it's a good idea, but cybersecurity expert Graham Stewart has got concerns.
Think about all the hacks that have happened recently. Imagine a system where everyone's patient record is contained within one system. It suddenly becomes the biggest target.
Home Office figures show a crackdown on people working illegally in the UK has seen 6,500 arrests since Labour came to power last July. That compares to around 4,000 in the last year of the previous government. A man's appeared in court charged with preparing acts of terrorism. The 20-year-old from Slough is also accused of two arson attacks and a bomb hoax. He's been told to appear at the Old Bailey later this month. The southern half of the UK could get a month's worth of rain in just a few hours this afternoon. Forecasters say storms could cause some roads and railways to flood. England have got Andorra later, looking to make it three wins from three in World Cup qualifying. And the world's two top tennis players, Aryna Sabalenka and Coco Gauff, meet in the women's final of the French Open at Roland Garros.
Weather.
Heavy rain with thunder in the south, some sun around, highs of 18. From Global's newsroom, for Radio X, I'm Tom Crosdale.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Kickabout with Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Well, good afternoon to you. Welcome to a Rugby League Challenge Cup Epsom Derby Kickabout Special with Alex Iwobi. I'm Johnny Vaughan.
I'm Gavin Woods.
And thank you so much for joining us. Happy Saturday, a massive hour for you. We've still got Gav and I's Ugly to Come. As you know, the body of the show is the Good, the Bad and the Ugly of the Sporting Week. So still a combined ugly. The reason we're combining our uglies today is because we've got Premier League aristocracy in the house. A player is actually venturing into the Kickabout studio, Gav. That's a first, and it's very exciting.
It's awesome.
We've been doing the Kickabout for 9 years. We've never really had an active sportsman. We've had a lot of quite sleazy ex-sportsmen. we've had a lot of people who talk about sport.
Yeah, sure.
We've never, ever...
A live,
yes.
Actual,
yeah.
Current,
yeah.
Premier League footballer.
Yes, when we've had Razor Ruddock once and the other time he didn't turn up, which is why he'll never be on the show again.
Yeah.
We've had Carragher.
We've had David James, but they've always been on the phone or...
Ex-footballers.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But we have never had an actual, real live, current Premiership footballer on the show. Gav, excited?
Very.
Pressure?
Very.
Atmosphere?
Very.
Same. So, coming up before 1 o'clock today, we've got the Alex Iwobi special bit of our Rugby League Challenge Cup Epsom Derby Kickabout special, and we'll be finishing all with your Mexican handbags. What an hour it's shaping up to be. Let's kick it off. Howling for you, the Black Keys on Radio X.
Radio X.
All right. Yeah.
Distinctive, so damn good. Howlin' for you, Black Keys on Radio X. Good afternoon to you. You've lucked into the Kickabout Rugby League Challenge Cup Epsom Derby special
with Alex Iwobi.
Alex is waiting in the wings. Before that, though, things are going to get ugly. Gav, where is currently the home of ugliness in the Premiership?
Manchester United.
It doesn't get any uglier, does it? So, Sir Jim, yeah.
What's he up to now?
Among the many things he's lost at.
Yeah.
Like sailing.
Sure.
Designing a second-rate Land Rovers.
I think it went wrong with a football club in Switzerland as well. Yeah, I think he owned club, a club down there somewhere, yeah.
We forget the success he had backing something that was already doing very well.
Right.
Which Man United wasn't particularly before he stepped in.
Yeah.
Which was, of course, was formerly Sky, the bicycle.
Oh, yes, of course.
The bicycle team.
Yes.
The cycle
team.
Which he,
the push bike team.
The push bike team, which I think was formerly Sky, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it
Team
was,
Sky.
Yeah. It was Team Sky, and that's when they won everything.
Right,
yeah? So Ineos is coming. They've still been pretty successful because of this guy, Dave Brailsford, right? So they bought Dave, sorry, Sir Dave.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
and let's not,
Sir.
Yeah, it's Sir Dave. Yeah. And let's not forget, it's also Sir Jim.
Yeah.
His pet phrase was incremental gains. He was finding tiny little gains with every single part.
The point about it is, yeah, Sir Jim, because of the success he saw that Sir Dave had with
cycling,
with Cycle England.
Yeah.
You know, he thought, let's get that act going together again, because he's a great team.
Elite performance director,
now,
yeah.
There's two things. The first thing here is, that I've spotted is, why is it that if you insist on having Sir there, you go for something matey with your name?
Yeah, that's an odd one, isn't it?
Yeah, Sir Jim. Yeah. Like, hey, I'm not formal. All right, well, I won't call you Sir then.
Yeah.
You're either formal or you're not.
Yeah, pick a lane, definitely.
Right, pick a lane, Sir Ben Kingsley.
That's right,
He won't answer unless you
apparently
call
him. Apparently so, yeah.
Right, no, in that case, make it Sir Benjamin and live with it.
That's why it was always Sir Richard Attenborough when they introduced formally.
Yes.
He only ever got called Dickie.
Yeah, but he never wanted to be called Sir Dickie anyway.
Ever,
it was
just,
it was either Dickie or Sir Richard.
Or Sir Richard,
So pick your lane, guys, all right?
Yeah,
Sir Jim.
Sir Stee.
Yeah, Sir Stee. No, but also Sir Mick. No, it should be Sir Michael.
Yeah.
They don't want that. If you're going to take the knighthood, go formal.
Definitely.
Otherwise, well, how far down the matey name are you going to go?
Yeah, good point.
I know people called James who are literally called Jibble.
Yeah, right. Right.
So if he was knighted, would he be Sir Jibble?
Or whatever. Your nickname's Bodger or something.
Right, you know? Sir Bodger. I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. If you're going with Tommy Salutations, yeah, then how far are you going to go with it?
Absolutely right. I agree.
Would I be Sir Teej?
No, it'd be Sir Jonathan.
Yeah, I'd be Sir Jonathan.
It wouldn't be Sir Johnny, would it?
No, it wouldn't be Sir... No, no, but that's it, though. I would go down the Sir Johnny line, because that's the way they always do it.
They do,
but actually, it'd be Sir Jonathan.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go down Sir Teej and insist on that, because that's my chummy nickname.
No, of course not.
Or Sir Tough.
Yeah.
Because that's what everyone calls me down the gym, Tough John.
Yeah.
They
wouldn't do
that. Believe
that. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so that's my first point. Second point is, Sir Dave's off. Yeah, it hasn't worked out.
Right.
Can I say once more, Sir Jim, just ask me in future. I could have told you that. Because you could not have a team sport which is more unlike football than cycling.
Absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in cycling, it's a team supporting one rider.
One rider, yeah.
And that's all it is.
Right, now...
And it's all about streamlining,
right,
at it.
And also, they're horrible, and they hate that one rider. And they all think they should be him. But it is so performance-led, and they can so measure...
Everything.
Stick on spreadsheets who is the best cyclist, that there's no argument about.
There's no doubt, yeah.
In football, everything in his place and a place for everyone. Everyone is just as vital.
Yeah.
Now, Sir Jim would have been sold on the idea, it's the same as cycling, you know? It is about sacrifice. No, all team games are about a team being together for a common aim.
Yeah.
But you could not have it so differently cycling and football.
No, football is fluid. Football changes second to second. It's all completely different.
Anyone can score.
Yes, you've
got the one guy you're trying to feed, but it's not just like one guy lifts the trophy at the end and no one else is allowed to touch
it. Even a member of the opposition can score.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Right, okay. If it's so comparable, Sir Dave, how come at the end of the Tour de France the whole team doesn't get a sodding yellow jersey?
Yeah.
They don't. One guy gets
it. There you go.
Right, imagine if at the end of the Premiership, one guy got a Premiership medal, and one guy got to touch the trophy. No! You did nothing! It's me! Right.
It's just the top goal scorer, isn't it?
It's just the top goal scorer. So don't... And that affects pay, it affects glory,
everything.
It affects sponsorship, and everyone else has got to wait their turn. The two sports are utterly incompatible. Do you know what that was, Sir Jim? Another stupid move. Another bit of Manchester United, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's Sir Jim Ratcliffe at Manchester United. The stuff he does is mad. This is the honeymoon. And I tell you what, Gav, the honeymoon's over. Here's Blossoms.
Maybe that's why I'm distant, 'cause my dad worked away. I've done some self-reflection, some things to contemplate. My confidence is fading, I think I've lost my power. You look better than ever, I could watch you for hours. Couple I've seen, they laughed and drank champagne at 8:30 in the morning, and it made me feel quite sick. Could not be genuine, and just like that, I am myself again. I found my fragility, but I forgot the anniversary.
Weirdly quiet lady, you grind my gears. We're not the same. The same doesn't matter. I'm not afraid. Music About with Johnny Vaughan. This is Radio X.
This is your Rugby League Challenge Cup Epsom Derby Kickabout Special with Alex Iwobi, who, ladies and gentlemen, is next. And Gav, do you know what I want to establish?
What?
Who he actually supports.
Yeah, good.
That's I'm going to find out who he actually supports.
Because we don't know.
Because he started at Arsenal.
He did, and he's loved at Arsenal.
He's been to Everton.
And he's very popular at Everton.
He's now at Fulham, but who does he actually support? Do you think it's Everton, Harry?
I think he's got a soft spot, but I reckon he's probably home as well.
I bet you will find he's Chelsea.
That'd be so funny.
We'll find out next.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, great value and outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Those dark nights and dim-lit days are so yesterday.
Goodbye to the dreary commute, where it's coat on, coat off, coat on, coat off. It's cheers to those longer days and lighter nights. Let's enjoy that first sip of a cold beer in the fresh air, standing, chatting, where time stands still. Even if you do have to go to work tomorrow, there's still tonight. Visit your nearest Green King pub, where good times are almost guaranteed. See greenking.co.uk. 18 plus, drink responsibly.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? Through my son's and husband's cancer treatment, I've seen how far research has come. Yet I know I can do more to protect my family, my friends, but also those I'll never meet. So I'm pledging a gift in my will to play a part in beating cancer.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work, helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here, I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Attention all students. Get 10% off at Iceland and the Food Warehouse every Wednesday throughout June. Show your valid student ID card at the checkout and enjoy instant savings on your shop. Whether you're stocking up on snacks or doing your weekly shop, we're here to help you save while you study. With big deals and big brands such as TGI Fridays, My Protein, Greggs, plus many more. Why would you shop anywhere else? Offer in store only, available every Wednesday until the 25th of June. Exclusions and T&Cs apply. See iceland.co.uk/terms.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
The Kickabout. With Johnny Vaughan.
Someone to lead them with you, an obligatory one. Evidently proved that I didn't need you. She said, oh please, you're obsessed. I said she looked overdressed. She devil didn't like that, no. You see, I'm feeling like it's put on when you say you don't need me. You want nothing of me. Oh, but babe, you know I've tried to fail with you. Just don't know how it feels to lose something you never have and never will. There's always some kid to snipe. They took my mother at 13. A pacifically evidently proved that I didn't need you or no one. She said it's UID test. I said she looked underslept. She definitely didn't like that, no. You see, I'm feeling like it's put on when you say you don't need me and you want nothing of me. Oh, but we'll
Saturday. You're rolling with the Kickabout on Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan with Gavin Woods. Gav.
Yeah.
We've got a fourth man, if we count Harry, our producer. We've got a fourth man in the studio.
Making
his Kickabout debut.
Yeah.
None other. Fulham footballer, Nigerian Super Eagle. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Iwobi.
Hey, Alex.
Alex, thank you so much for coming down to the Kickabout.
Nah, thank you for having me. That intro, elite.
It's good, wasn't it? Listen, we glimpsed you before down there, which is sort of where we made that connection. Yeah. We thought, we're getting him. If he's radio friendly, he's coming on the Kickabout.
He did. He came into the studio and he said, get me Iwobi.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what
get me Iwobi. So thanks very much for joining us. Pleasure to have you here. First things first, we'd like to talk to you about your charity football tournament, this Project 17 Cup on Sunday, 22nd of June at Cray Wanderers Football Club. Tell us about it. How did it all start?
So it's become a yearly thing where me and my team have decided to put like a start off of like just one game of just like two teams, build awareness, everyone comes together, get people from the community. Before it was in Dagenham, then we did it in Enfield, so we always try to make it bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
so now we've got like 12 teams of all age groups. There's under 12s and then there's the adults, all genders, so women are involved.
Yeah.
And it's a nice little like,
I like that. Out, yeah. All genders, so women are involved.
Women are involved, yeah.
And women are involved.
And last year, some of the women that played were like probably the star players in the tournament.
Were they?
Yeah, honestly.
Okay.
How'd you find the players? Is it all friends or have you got...
So, for my team, Project 17, there's someone that's recruiting players.
Okay.
Normally, because obviously I got a lot of football connection.
Yeah.
So I try to speak to the ones that are not on holiday.
Yeah.
And try to calm down.
Yeah, I was going to say, June the 22nd, that's when players just get a little window. Okay, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Anytime I've been down to training grounds, I've been down to Chelsea's a bit, and everyone's just sort of in a circle with bibs on, just playing keep it up, having a laugh. No, but when does it get serious? How long do you actually train for?
Oh, it's
no, serious. Is it though?
From the warm up, it can get competitive. Even like if it's just like a little 4v2 or 4v4, it gets competitive. Yeah. There's bragging rights.
Okay. Do you have a coach where someone can be too keen in training and that's frowned on?
Too keen?
No, you know what I mean. When someone is just looking at, no, just a bit too keen. It's like easy.
Yeah, you're making us look bad.
This is pre-season stuff. Just so, what are you doing?
Nah, I mean, there's no teacher's pet. I mean, there's some people like they probably won't do much over like the holiday, and they'll come back fit as gold, and you don't understand how. And then there's some people that are doing everything in their power to get back fit, and they just can't be fit.
You mean you've looked at their Instagram across
the
summer?
Yeah, you're thinking, how did you come back fit?
Exactly, and the maths are not adding up. Yeah. But those are the people I'm concerned about.
Yeah. So is it like that thing that used to happen at school where people say, I have literally done no revision for this exam at all?
Literally. That's the same.
Are they lying though?
Yeah, those people are going, literally, I have done nothing.
Nothing.
And you sort of see them in there writing away. And you sort of think, cute liar. Yeah. Is that the same? People sort of say, I literally haven't done anything.
I haven't even been for a jog.
Yeah. It always comes to light anyway, because some people that say, yeah, I haven't done a sprint, I haven't kicked a football, but they come back to training, the sharpest and the fittest, their body fat's low. It's like, you've definitely done something.
So you could, as a professional, you could look at a man and sort of think, yeah, you've done some training. You do not look like that after a summer off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We can guess, like, what never not.
And then would you say, then gang up on them in the changing room and, like, flick them with towels, stuff like that.
Flick them with towels?
No, I'm just sort of saying, yeah, train, would you?
I mean, there's different sort of banners, but we're not flicking them with towels.
I'm just sort of see how that goes. Okay, I've got a lineup of potential players for this year's tournament right here. It's not totally confirmed yet, but people who are in the running. Nonny, my mate, Chelsea. Yeah. He's looking so sharp. Madueke, he's love him.
Yeah.
So is he going to be playing?
I hope so.
Okay. Who else are you hoping is going to be playing?
Obviously, I've got my teammate Calvin Bassey saying he's going to play.
Hudson-Odoi
played last year.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he's going to play again.
See, he was a good talent. We were very sorry to see him go at Chelsea.
Oh, but he's slightly shining this year.
He had a great season. Nothing worse than that.
Sorry,
I'm a bit bitter about that. Because for a while, we were so keen on him. Munich was sniffing around him.
Right.
And he was like, and I sort of thought, is that his agent forcing it a little bit? Saying, well, if you don't sign the Munich, good. And then He didn't really shine at Chelsea, but he didn't really get the opportunity, and then he's done great things this season. So he's playing, is he?
It's maybe. He's no 100% yet, okay. But more than likely, yeah.
Okay. Now, it's a cracking day out, but how do we get tickets?
All the details will be on our Instagram, Project 17, all the venue location, the timings, everything will be there.
Okay, so it's like a football festival.
Yeah.
Boom. And it's all in a great cause. Will you hang around for a bit?
Of course I will.
This is The Kick About on Radio X with Alex Wobey! Saturday to you. This is The Kick About. You're rolling with Radio X. I've got Gavin. Who would been weird? You right, Gav?
Yeah, happy Saturday.
Feels like a sad day. A bit of a...
It really does.
A phony Saturday, isn't
right.
it?
Right.
With no season on.
Kind of, yeah. We're in limbo.
We certainly are.
We're on the beach.
And I'll tell you what else we've got. Alex Wobey! Alex, thank you for hanging around on The Kick About. Now, last time I met you, you were on your way into Capital Extra to promote your tune. How did your tune go?
The reception's been great.
Okay.
Like, I've been enjoying the reviews that everyone's been giving me. Everyone's been showing a lot of love, and yeah, I'm enjoying the feedback I'm getting.
Okay, let's have a quick burst to your tune, because it's very different to stuff we have on radio. So here we go.
Come pack out the car. Rams on the hook. Come tell them where we are.
Yes.
Come tell them where we are.
Come tell them where we are.
Hop out the motor. Paparazzi exposure. The Bentayga came with a chauffeur, but I'm the owner. I'm alone. I'm very bipolar.
It's almost like Lover's Drill. Do you know what I mean? There's not Lover's Rock, which
it's
I
got
love.
That feeling, yeah.
Which I love. But no one's ever done Lover's Drill. I think there's a real market for it. So I'm not kidding either.
Have you got a setup at home for like the drum programming and all that and recording?
It's set up, but not fully completed. So I keep going to other studios. I need an engineer to come and.
Okay, right.
Fix it.
Gav, Harry. You're mad.
Yeah.
Gav will be over in seconds to do something like that.
I hope you're listening in the corner, the guy with the green bag.
It's always the guy in the green bag.
Always the guy.
Why is it always the guy with the green bag? That was Hop Out by guest Alex Awobi. Alex, Oasis, obviously massive this summer. Have you got a favourite Oasis tune?
I'm torn between Stand By Me and Wonderwall.
Oh, Because, you see, I like Stand By Me because it's a very rare example of the brothers in harmony. They actually had a harmony there, which is
that's
kind
true.
Of old
yeah,
school,
yeah, yeah.
Which they don't. They've got backing vocals, or they'll sing in unison but an octave apart.
But
it's very
really
rare they actually get to harmonise. So that edges it for me.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I think you're right.
I may have to go with that as well.
But then again, Wonderwall.
It goes off in places, Wonderwall.
It does go off in places, you see. God, what's it going to be? Because I'm going to play it now. What do you want?
No. I'm going to go Wonderwall.
Wonderwall it is!
Radio X.
Be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had it down. Feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know. Throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
About happy Saturday to you. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Gav, you right there?
Yeah, really good.
Gav, our guest is Alex Iwobi. Alex, thank you very much for hanging around. This is Harry. He's our producer. He used to admire you greatly at Everton, which is why he's sort of been acting Do you think he's been acting up a bit there, Gav?
He has.
He definitely has.
He's acting all coquettish.
No, you've been all really sort of cool. He was like leaning back on that seat, sort of going, I don't know, ask him what you want. Yeah. No, during that last record, I go, anything else you want me to ask? No, just ask away, just have fun, guys. Did you enjoy your time at Everton? Oh,
great memories. Great memories.
Who was managing you there? Because you must have had a few through the door.
I had a few. I had Ancelotti, I had Marco Silva, I had Duncan Ferguson, I had Benitez, Lampard, Dash.
So when everyone says that, I suppose straight away they're going, almost Big Dunk like.
Hey, legend.
Two games, like three games, yeah, wasn't it?
Games.
He didn't lose. I think his last one.
First time out, he didn't. Second time out, I think he did.
He drew that one, that crucial one at the end, didn't he?
We got some results.
Look at you all nervous. Look at you. I've never seen you like that.
My story's about
okay,
late
okay,
goal.
Okay.
Genuinely, yeah. My favourite, even though I wasn't there, my favourite Goodison memory is Alex scoring against Newcastle in the 98th minute when we're down to 10 men.
Right.
I was working on Classic FM, producing Sir Trevor McDonald.
Right.
There you go, clang. Right?
Yeah.
I've got my
boom, have that.
And it was a massive game.
Sir Trevor, you tell people.
Yeah, right. And it was a massive, massive, massive game. It was our last home game of the season. We had to get points that day, otherwise we were in real risk of going down.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm producing Sir Trevor, he's on mic. I've got my phone on Sky Go watching the game as Alex scores whilst McDonald's introducing Wagner.
Yeah.
And I'm just like
Wagner,
yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm just under the just doing like tiny celebrations under the desk, keeping my cool. and then I just hit Wagner. And there
nice,
we go.
There it was.
Wow.
So you're watching the game whilst Sir Trevor was DJing.
Trying to hold in the screen.
Yeah.
Stuart from Stereophonics, when he was drumming at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
What was he watching? He was watching the British Lions,
yeah,
rugby.
He was, yeah, yeah.
While he was drumming for the Stereophonics, he had a TV monitor.
Oh, my God.
Under his drums, he was actually watching the football. Was he rugby or football?
I don't remember. Yeah, yeah,
They put a monitor in his kick so he could look down and just see it. Gav, I know you've got a quick question for him.
Well, it's kind of for you. You've got an uncle that was a billiards champion, is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. But snooker and billiards champion.
Snooker and billiards champion.
1921 or 22, yeah.
Do you know who Alex's uncle is?
Who?
JJ Okocha.
You're kidding me?
No, he's not kidding you.
That's old school.
I know. Yeah. And JJ Okocha was such a good footballer that he played for Bolton and everyone loved him.
Yes. Yeah, right.
<I'm dead. laughs> You're not wrong, though.
He's such a good player. No one disliked him.
No one disliked him.
I'm an Arsenal fan, Alex, and we all love you at Arsenal. So do all Everton fans,
yeah,
as well as obviously the football.
He's a popular man. Wherever he goes, he's
do you have any advice for any players who don't want to be hated by
how can people like you?
I don't know, I'm just being me. You have to respect all the clubs. Like, for example, I scored
a belter against us.
Yeah,
yeah.
I kept it.
You like kept the celebration calm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I always have respect for my old clubs. Always.
Are you a goon at heart?
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. He says it.
That's why we love him.
No, but because I tell you something, there's one thing worse than that, when someone just hasn't got a team. Do you know what I mean?
I don't really support anyone.
Just for me, it's just turning up an office, isn't it? I don't even watch it. I don't even like football. Alex Wobie, thank you so much. Look at his Instagram, which is
Alexander Wobie and Project 17.
Alexander Wobie and Project 17. Look at the Instagram for his Project 17 Cup. Details are all on there. Taking place Sunday, 22nd of June. It's a festival of football with some of your favourite players. Get down there, get your tickets, enjoy a lovely day out. Thank you so much for coming down today. Alex Iwobi, ladies and gentlemen.
At William Hill Vegas, Bonus Drop Boost gives you a daily chance to win. Drop your disc today for a chance to win and build your Friday multiplier. 3 days played doubles it, 6 days triples it. Are you ready for your free daily drop? William Hill, Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. One a day, random prize, claimed by 2359 Winday. Valid 24 hours on selected games. T's and C's apply.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry.
Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
How often does your dad think about the Roman Empire? Monthly? Weekly? Daily? The chances are it's more often than you think. Is it the marching? The clashing swords? The practical sandals? Or maybe it's the drama? If your dad loves a bit of all things Roman, then best-selling author Con Iggulden's new novel, Tyrant, about Nero, the most feared emperor of all, makes the perfect Father's Day gift. That's Tyrant. By Con Iggulden. For the old Roman in your life.
It's the summer of loving, long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. And with two for £9 on the M&S grill range, you'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer-loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Don't go. No one knows instruments like you do.
A sales assistant at Jen's music store is moving up north, so she needs to find a replacement. A musical whiz who hits all the right notes.
I bet you're going to miss this peace and quiet.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you post a sponsored job, you get a list of candidates whose CVs on Indeed match your description. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
Turnstile, live in London, with Alex G, Knocked Loose, Danny Brown, Sunny Day Real Estate and many more. Friday the 13th of June at Outbreak Festival in London's Victoria Park. Don't miss Turnstile's only UK headline show this year. Tickets on sale now at outbreak-fest.co.uk.
The Kickabout with Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Labour teams on the Kickabout, during which Gav and I were discussing who referees actually support.
Yeah.
I once spoke to a referee,
yeah,
and he says none of us actually support any teams at all.
Right.
What we're trying to do, because we weren't good at football,
yeah,
we wanted to be, we're taking revenge on the whole game. We hate it, we hate fans, and we hate the game. And that's what he told me. He says all of us have got a working revenge. You ask any referee, we're bitter failed footballers.
I definitely have the feeling, yeah, as a football fan, that they all hate me.
Yeah. Oh, they all particularly hate your club, definitely. No doubt about it. Ladies and gentlemen, time for your Mexican handbags. Once again, thank you so much for another bumper crop we got this week. Let's start off with Ian of Dubai. Ian from Dubai says,
What's the old Barnstable barista?
That fancy feeling you get when you make yourself a coffee using anything other than instant. You're so right. You are so right.
You do. You feel all continental.
So proud.
Especially, I bought a calibrated tamper.
Thing. To push the ground.
Yeah, and when I use it, I really sort of work it down, really tap it in the sink a bit louder. yeah, really clunk it. Do you want one? And then you lean back, you go, do you want one, dear? What you got, Kev?
I've got the old Sutton Surveillance.
What is the old Sutton Surveillance?
This is from Andy of the Yorkshire Regiment. It refers to that art of kids diligently watching their parents in the shadows to try and learn the codes for unlocking content on TV and apps, etc.
It's Andy of the Yorkshire Regiment. I love that.
Yeah.
How about this? The old Ramsbottom hyena.
What's that?
That friend with a strangely embarrassing loud laugh, says Paul in Newcastle. It's worse if you're going out with them.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Oh, that's bad.
It's so funny.
Gab, what do you got?
Captain Ben sends us the old Shropshire stretch.
What is the old Shropshire stretch?
It's easy for you to say. Elongating words such as, well, or yes, in the side of a popular radio personality.
Wow! Yes! That's Captain Ben. Carry on. Here's
Carry
one
on,
for
Captain
you.
Ben.
The old Adelaide marinade.
What's that?
Leaving any washing up in water overnight to make it easier to clean in the morning. Or at least that's the reason you get. Yeah. In fact.
No, you've got to soak that.
It just becomes disgusting.
Yeah, it does. It just turns into nightmare
the oil
soup.
On
yeah,
and
yeah.
It's just, and you just look at it and you're thinking, I ate that.
Yeah.
Whatever's
why did
there,
I do
apart
that?
From the soapy bit, I ate that.
It's a swamp of horror.
What are you finishing with, Gav?
I've got the old Tokyo True Love.
What's the old Tokyo True Love?
This is from Stig of Daytona, Florida. It's the love a man has for his TV or PlayStation that his spouse stroke significant other will never receive.
Yes. So, don't touch that. I tell you what's really weird about any of those things, yeah?
What?
When you clean them.
Oh, yeah. I literally cleaned my telly the other day.
Did you?
It was a good day.
It is. You look at it, you think, you made me proud.
I cleaned the dashboard of my car with a brand new paintbrush.
Yeah.
So satisfying.
Yeah, but
because the little bristles get in.
You got a paintbrush for it?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a
soft
good
brush.
Idea.
That's what the valeters use when they do those fancy car cleaning.
That's a great idea.
They use a fine bristle brush, and it does. It gets everywhere.
It's amazing the dust you get in a car.
It's amazing.
You think it's four of us sitting there. It's a dust.
I know, especially on shiny surfaces.
Yeah, I know. Gav, it's outrageous. Hey, good. Good valeting chat. That is it for this week's show. Please keep your Mexican handbags coming in 83936. You can also WhatsApp us through the Global Player, where you should be getting that podcast of today's Kickabout, which is available at 1:15 today. Do get the Global Player. Thousands of great podcasts on it. Ignore them all. Just get the Kickabout. Maybe Bloomin' Legends and also the 4 Till Something. But Bloomin' Legends, which is Gav and I exploring a different Bloomin' Legend every episode. And I think you're going to enjoy that one. Almost as much as you enjoy the Kickabout, like I say, out at 1:15 today. Paul is up next. You have a great weekend.
Radio X.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? I went to a show.
Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control, so I better hold on.
Your bathroom is a venue where you sound most like a rock star. But if it's seen better days, it's time to speak to B&Q. With on-trend features, quality materials, and thoughtful designs, their latest collections make creating your own beautiful bathroom a breeze. From sinks to showers, paint to tiles, and lighting to flooring. You could win £1,000 to spend on shaping your own iconic bathroom with B&Q. Find out more and enter now at radiox.co.uk.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? After my wife Pam died from bowel cancer, I did everything to contribute to today's research, and now I can help fund the discoveries of tomorrow. Whilst Pam never met her grandchildren, leaving a legacy means that even when I'm not here, I can make a difference to their lives.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work, helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Oh, we're going to miss you.
The longest-serving driver in Jane's Bus Store Company has reached his destination and is about to retire. To ensure the wheels keep turning, she needs to hire.
Well, don't be a stranger.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform can help you match with quality candidates immediately. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Standards. At William Hill Vegas, they matter. That's why Bonus Drop Boost, our free-to-play game, gives you a chance to win each day. That gets our stamp of approval. And when you play 3 days a week or more, you get a Friday boost. William Hill, Vegas, as it should be. One a day, random prize claimed by 2359 Win Day. Valid 24 hours on selected games. Prize terms shown in win message. T's and C's apply. Play responsibly.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny and Gav, for today's kickabout. Polly James here. Hope you're good. Hope your week was a great one. Right, straight off the bat today, we have got very important business to attend to. How would you like to be at on the...